When you're with your new girl and what you're gonna do, you're gonna skiddly poop. When you want a fun one who's in your life and you think you wanna give it to all of the night, it's called skiddly poop. Skiddly poop, skiddly poop. It's a word for giving the doopy doop dick to that girl when you're a Mormon fucking your wife. It's skiddly. Take it, poodle.
Skiddly poo 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 pa po poo pa 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 pee. Skiddly poo.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Woo!
I thought he couldn't shock me. Until the words skiddly poop came out of his mouth.
First of all, it's got the word poop in it. So that doesn't sound sexual to me. It sounds like you're in
sketch
shit.
That's the thing. It just hits. It hits at the very kernel of why he skeeves me the fuck out.
Well, you know what the deal with him is? He's emotionally 11 years old.
Yeah. Besides that, also,
he is a fucking
he's got so much shame.
So I think he might be like gay or something. And I like something that's very shameful in his religion.
Yeah. But it's not even that. The weirdest things is how he parrots this kind of really super misogynistic, like LDS, like, man-centered bullshit constantly. Oh,
God, I hope.
And he's such a strange person, so it's almost at odds with his personality when he does it.
Oh, my prayers go out to Grandma Ludmilla. Oh, that poor woman in that house coat.
The woman who I think is maybe 5 years older than us.
No, that's a grandmother.
That's what
you're
I'm saying.
About, oh, you're the mother.
No, the mother's younger than us.
I think so.
Grandma Ludmilla.
Ludmilla
is probably 50.
Maybe.
When I saw they're like, I'm going to miss you, Grandma. I was like, that's your grandma? That's like your older aunt.
I'm kind of here for her house coat. It was very ornate. And I was like, good for you for wearing that on TV and not caring.
I also recoiled at the sight of Alina's suitcase. I don't know where. This whole family has really bad choices in patterns. And I think it may come from being in former Soviet Russia.
Oh, possibly.
Especially if you're not a big city. I don't think, it doesn't seem like her city is very big.
We've seen that furniture store.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
It looks at least 35 years out of date.
Yo, this is toe.
This is toe.
This is soup to nuts
part deux.
Part deux.
Part dos.
Season 3, episode 4.
Can I just say, I'm so happy to be talking about toe instead of hi. Every time we do a toe show, I'm just like, this is at least entertaining and at least
informative. Yes, and just interesting. Yeah.
Praise be to toe.
Praise be to toe.
I think it's my favorite. I think it has surpassed Before the 90 for me.
I thought toe was always our favorite.
No, Before the 90 was our favorite for a while. Who cares?
That third season of Before the 90 was rough.
No, the third was where we started.
Or was it fourth?
The most recent one was rough.
I think Toe is better. I think Before the 90 Day is going to be better now because I'm imagining.
It's got too many catfishes
but
now.
But Darcy and Stacey aren't going to be on it anymore.
No.
Because we've never had a Before without Darcy, right? She's been on every season of Before
the 90
Day.
I don't think we had.
Was she not on the last one?
No. We're bad at this.
I blocked that out. And it's just, you know.
We had Yolanda.
Just the main point of our show, and we're bad at it.
We had Yolanda.
We did. Y'all, we're not going to go as deeply, but reminding you, if click on the show notes or go to our Instagram or our Linktree link, we'll have all of our show dates for Chicago, New York.
We're coming to your city.
Yes, we got tickets on sale, meet and greet tickets on sale.
The Live Laugh Live Tour.
Be sure to click on the meet and greet, y'all. If you're going to the New York show, VIP is not the meet and greet. It's what Ticketmaster labeled that section.
They're fucked us.
So there's that. And I think that's really it. I think that's it. Oh, we will be doing a Bi-Curious of Salt Wives.
Salt Wives. The new reality show of women who live by the ocean. And it's just a woman just going, so much salt. My hands are so salty all the time. And it's just in that Clint Eastwood blue.
Yes,
done.
Yes.
They're very sad salt wives.
Yes, and they're crying because it's the salt.
And they're married to fishermen.
Yep. There
and
we
they
go.
Watch. They watch their husbands go out, and sometimes they don't come back.
Don't come back.
I would watch that show. Realizing now,
y'all.
I love to watch a woman watch her husband watch her husband's boat go.
That's
away.
Why you love Cold Mountain.
Come back to me. I love
come
any
back
time
to Cold
where
Mountain.
Where a woman yearns for her husband who's not there.
It's true. Who would name a mountain Cold Mountain?
It is a little dumb.
It's dark.
I'm sure there's a reason.
Anyway, y'all, the Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Salt Wives. That's... If I wrote a treatment for Salt Wives, would someone green light that?
We're off the rails already, but y'all, we're watching... This is September 19th. We're recording this Sunday. The week of September 19th, that episode that drops that
I
week.
I think it'll probably be episode two.
I think. That's the episode of Maybe Housewives I'm wrong. We're going to watch. So we're going to watch that and do it by curious of that.
Yes.
So that's it. Okay.
And again, just to make this show, we watch one episode. We don't do the whole series. We don't have time for a whole other.
Yeah.
If you want someone who does Housewives like nobody's business, listen to Watch What Crap.
Bonnie and Bonnie. God, I can't talk today. Ronnie and Ben.
Yeah, they've been doing it since the beginning. They know these people really
well.
The impressions are hilarious.
Them.
Yeah, they really know what they're doing.
They do.
And I love hearing all of you guys who want us to do it. There's so many people who do it.
Bitch Sesh.
Yeah, Bitch Sesh does it. Mm-hmm.
So many.
And so many people do it.
We don't know any others, but there's so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, y'all. Can we jump into Stephen and Alina since we
Stephen and Alina.
Isn't it crazy?
Stephen with a V, not Stephen with a PH, because Stephen with a V is...
An emotional child. I mean, think about it. Steven's a couple, maybe a year older than her. Alina is 20, and it's like she's 20 years older than him.
It is, but also she has a different goal in mind. His goal
is to play the piano at the airport because he's that guy.
Don't.
Because he's that guy.
I can't believe you said that because I wrote down... Steven is the person who plays the piano at the airport who's had like 4 years of lessons.
That's literally exactly what I wrote.
Because he wants people to listen to him.
It wasn't good, y'all. You know, if there's a classical pianist and they've got a 3-hour layer on there, you know what? I'm going to play a little bit.
I will tell you one thing. I'm a professional musician. I'm not playing at no airport. Because nobody's paying this bitch.
Nobody's paying you.
You pay me to play. That's the whole thing. Yeah.
Do you think that's what the guy from the piano would have said?
The piano?
What's that one about the guy who's a piano player and it's during the Holocaust?
The pianist.
The pianist.
I think he was a professional. I never saw that movie.
You never saw that movie?
His face bothered me at the time. Now I've gotten okay with it.
It's a good movie, and you
I'm sure it is.
You would sob.
I'm sure it is.
It's all about the the desire and the freedom to just want to create music.
Oh, I would
always,
like that.
Which always gets you. That wrecks you.
You would have to watch that.
Like, you would immediately have to get fucked to, like,
I think it was
again.
That Adrian Brody's face already made me sad.
He's in that new thing now, and doesn't he look 20 years older?
He does, but now I'm okay with seeing movies with him in it.
Okay.
But when he was first out, I was like, your face makes me want to cry. And I don't necessarily want to go to a movie when your face makes me want to cry.
Oh, I get that.
I'm not saying it's ugly. His
Did
face
you see the
makes me
other
cry.
Piano movie with Holly Hunter?
Yes, that's a fantastic movie. It's not really about a piano, though.
I've never seen that movie.
It's Jane Campion. It's a fantastic movie. Jane Campion makes fantastic films. Not a lot of male gaze in it, too, so that's the great thing.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Support female directors.
Support female directors. So anyway, y'all, Stephen is playing the piano. And so remember, they've only spent
two weeks together
in person. 2 weeks.
I hate people who play the piano.
He looks so crazy on this plane.
Yeah.
Like bonkers. And so he's on the plane. He's excited. Y'all.
I got my nuts.
He's like, woo, it's going to be great. Meanwhile, Alina, Anna, and Ludmila, Grandma Ludmila, they're getting ready to leave. And,
they're sitting. They do the Russian tradition of sitting. We learned this, remember, from Emily and Sasha all the way back, that you have to sit to wait. Now, they didn't say this, but remember, it was supposed to be about spirits.
Yes, but they said it's good luck.
Yeah.
You sit for a little bit before you go
on a long
trip. And then Grandma gets up and she's like, okay, let's long farewells, so, extra tears.
Grandma decides when the sitting is done.
Yes.
I love this tradition.
I did too.
And I kind of want to start it. So when we go on live shows, we sit without talking.
Yeah, I want to see how that goes. Because you're going to be
running. No, I'd love that if you're
going to be running so late. Because you would have forgotten three things. I've already decided I'm going to have to laminate like a checklist, like an 8-year-old that you check off with a dry erase marker, and I watch you do it. Do you know how many times we're going to go to the airport and you've forgotten your license?
I've only done that four times.
I'm so sorry. I had to pay my DMV thing, and I took my license out of the thing, and then I forgot it. Cool.
I've only done that 4 times. You know when I do it the most, sadly, is when it's so early and I'm home visiting my parents and I forget my wallet. And it's so early because I always take early flights back.
I don't love doing early flights, so I'm going to try not to schedule
I've done
those.
That twice with my mother.
Yeah. And you better get global entry because I'm not waiting for you. I'm going in the bar and having a drink and sitting on the plane.
Okay. I'll get it. But it is a boon to get global entry because you can look at people and going, hey,
you look can. At me. You can. And you're drinking while you do it. I don't know what
sounds like heaven.
Anyway, y'all, actually, I think I have to renew mine. So maybe I'll sit down and do it with you together. Who gives a shit?
Y'all, they
that
are.
That house coat. Oh, sorry. I just.
God bless her.
It was beautiful.
So she. The mom, she says goodbye to Ludmila, and the mom, Anna, is riding with her to the airport. And so mom, she's telling mom about these separate apartments. And mom just goes, hold on.
Yeah, she's like,
I don't like this.
She's like, I'm a little nervous because he wants me to live in a separate apartment. She went, what? Y'all,
this is a mom's
worst
nightmare.
She already thinks that Stephen wants to decapitate her daughter.
And steal her organs.
And steal her organs. I think Alina's mother, Anna, is maybe one of the most paranoid mothers we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé. Because we see Alina has it too, because she's immediately, mom's like, but what are you going to do? You're going to get kidnapped. Someone's going to take you. Look how pretty you are.
You're a pretty girl. Someone's going to take you. You're going to be trafficked.
I will say.
Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy?
I will say. I forgot about that when Ronald said it.
One of the best lines ever. Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy? That's when they take a little boy like you and sell him to a very, very old or rich man. God knows what they use you for, but they never see you again.
Really? That sounds an adventure.
And Tiffany's like, Ronald.
Ronald, don't tell him that. Wow.
Thank God they're no longer together.
Thank God. Boy.
Have you heard of human trafficking, my boy?
So here's the deal is that she's like, she hasn't met Steven yet. She's like, how is he going to protect you?
I thought she did. Am I?
Maybe she did.
I think they did.
She's like, how is he going to?
She would have never.
But I'm like, Steven's never going to protect her. Why would you ever think that he would do anything and he could possibly protect her?
Do you know what she said? She's like, you're not being okay with this. You're telling him it's going to be this way.
You're not asking. You're telling him it's going to be this way.
Yeah.
Y'all, she just like gave her daughter a backbone, and Alina uses it when she comes back.
I'm respecting it.
Which is not a very un-Mormon thing to do.
Yeah.
I loved it.
The thing about it is, you can tell, though, she might want to convert to LDS Church. She's not going to go quietly.
No, she's not going to go.
She's her mother's daughter, thank God. And probably Ludmilla's granddaughter.
Yeah, I think so.
You can't own a furniture store without being shrewd.
No, this poor mom, she's like, yes, of course I'm anxiety. I have infinite anxiety. I'm like, wow, even for Mother Poodle wouldn't even use that.
Infinite anxiety is my college jam band.
We are infinite anxiety. Anyway, she says, but she
throw us some money before you leave.
Mom says, this is unacceptable. He's following his religious principles more than he cares about you.
Don't know if this is the best way to approach this, but I want to say, and so Alina's basically saying, yeah, kind of worried about this. I'm really worried about Masha sending him flirty messages. And I went, oh my God, I forgot that she's got her friends sending him sexy DMs.
We don't even know if that's happening yet. I mean, there was so much to talk about. We didn't even have that yet.
Y'all, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is the bonkers storyline of the season.
Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Because he is...
Even more than Ellie. I thought Ellie might be until this episode.
Because Steven's emotionally unstable. For sure.
And when you say emotionally unstable, this is not just people who are lacking emotional intelligence.
No.
I think you're right. I think he's dealing with something, and I think he's erratic.
Erratic, that's a great word for it.
And I think we're going to see the fruits of that show up.
Yeah, and I think that this is going to... I actually could see him backing out of it first
totally.
Before her.
Amen. I have a lot to say about that later on. Everyone loves when I say, I have a lot to say about that.
I have a lot
that,
to say about
that. Which means they're going to be a diatribe about
that's
something.
That's true. So, y'all, he arrives, and guess what? He does Jake's favorite thing.
Oh!
Where he drops his suitcase in the middle of the walkway.
Well, that we all know that appalled me from the trailer when I saw it. And I'm so thankful to so many of you when the trailer did drop, and most of you contacted me and saying, "Does this bitch just drop his two suitcases?"
Mm-hmm.
And did you see the people trying to get through?
Yeah, they're trying to get through, yes.
And the
yes.
door's just closing on his suitcase?
If you're watching the intimate portrait right now, you're on our 15 yards here. Poodle's giving you a lot of visuals of how doors move. It's very entertaining.
If you weren't clear on how doors move, I'm showing you.
Just letting you know.
Everyone is just kind of wondering, so do I just move these suitcases?
Nobody knows.
Do I move these
you or I
presumed
would have kicked
bombs?
Them aside or
yes.
You would have said, excuse me, hey, you left, stop making out with your girlfriend.
All of the Turkish people are being very polite.
Now, I will say, Mom, that reminds me, actually. I don't know, I think looking like the Ari and Biniam, the Ethiopian holiday they celebrate, I looked up, is August 19th.
Yeah.
So they were in August. Hurricane Igor, I believe, is it that, or Iota?
Iota.
Iota that hit La Providencia happened in, I believe, I want to say it's like November.
I feel like I'm in a different dimension, you telling me about timelines that you looked up.
But so, I
this
did.
Never happened.
Because I wanted to know, like, when, because right now, Turkey is not the safest place in the world
it's not.
To be. So, I do think that moms, like, if you look up right now in the U.S., it says level 4, don't go.
For, especially for Americans.
For terrorism.
Yeah.
So, it's not, it's, I can understand why mom is stressed out.
Yeah.
So, and it's not unreasonable.
The Silva twins went, though.
Yeah, they went, Turkey!
But I think they're going to resort towns.
Yes.
I think this one was probably a Turkish, they went to Istanbul first, and then probably something that's close to the Russian border.
Probably.
I will say the town is but charming
gorgeous.
As fuck.
Oh, I'd love
supposedly,
to go.
Supposedly, I have a friend from who's from Turkey, and...
that lives here right now?
Yeah.
And does it...
He really likes it.
Does it... Is it... Did you take a spin on the Dick Riviera?
You know what? I haven't seen it yet.
What?
I know.
He didn't stick it in.
That's the plan on the Dick Riviera.
Because Turkey's Dick Riviera, right?
Kind of.
It's Dick Riviera adjacent.
I think most of the Middle East and the Mediterranean are now the Dick Riviera for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Turkey is definitely on there.
Wait, oh, so you're dating this person?
No!
Then why is he a friend and you haven't seen his dick?
When do you think about that?
What are you doing?
We've just been chatting.
Oh, you haven't met in person yet?
Yeah.
You didn't even get a dick pic?
It was on an app it's harder to sign, send for dick pics.
What? Who made that gay app? What's this called? Pious.org? What the fuck? Who made that app?
Farmers Only.
Even that is slutty.
I kind of want to go on Farmers Only to see if there are gay farmers. Because they're jacked, you know.
They are. But I think that website also has probably a very... I don't think you'd find a lot of men who are vaccinated for you to hook up with.
That's true. It's probably good. So, y'all, they meet. It's a big deal. She's crying. He's kind of crying.
And then make out.
If you were wondering if Steven is a good kisser or not... I would tell you now that he is not.
He likes to eat lips.
And also there's a pressing. It's that.
Yeah. It's like a
I don't love pressers.
No, I don't either.
Don't love the press kisses.
Now, lips should meet, not press.
And they should move.
This is a weird area and I don't enjoy talking.
And then you
about
go
and then you hold around and go. That's what poodles used to. I am so sorry if you watched that. That was graphic. Your face is so red. Y'all, the visual that I just did,
of some guy spitting in my mouth.
If you're an intimate portrait, I am sorry.
I'm not gonna lie. Kind of into it.
Oh,
wow.
Christina, I'm so sorry.
Wow, but you actually took the face and spat into it. That's what I went kind of like this.
I have some friends' mothers that are coming to our live show in New York.
People have said they're bringing their parents.
Oh, yeah, my friend Michael, his mother's coming. Yes, he's wow. Like... 79-year-old mother, because she asked me, she's like, is it wheelchair accessible? And I said, yes, it is.
Yeah, but it's not wheelchair suitable.
Yeah, it's all one floor in New York.
Yeah.
I checked it out.
I will say, the show isn't, if y'all are thinking about bringing I believe the Chicago show New York show is 16 and up.
Oh.
Don't bring your 16-year-old.
No, at least 18.
Yeah. I don't, you may think twice about it. Even if they are cool. We're going to talk about spitting in people's mouths.
Apparently.
Yeah. Things like that.
Wow. That was, I'm so sorry.
I will never hear it from you about me getting gross again.
Where are we? That took me out of it.
I'll tell you. So they are, she's starting in with him. She's like, so are you going to stay with me?
Oh, in the car ride. She's like,
and he's like, yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that. I'm going to stay during the night. He's got that gay lisp, the Mormon lisp going like crazy.
Although I don't think he's, but there's
no,
something.
But it's
something
that Salt Lake City gay lisp that even straight men sometimes have there.
Yeah, and we had a sissy that on our Patreon that said that actually, because we were talking about Salt Lake, and they're like, Salt Lake is really, it's gotten really progressive now.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
So,
but it's with still LDS communities.
No, yeah.
That's insular.
They had like a gay mayor, I think she said.
Wow.
I went, no.
I'm okay with it. Maybe Provo. Maybe we could say like maybe out there in Happy Valleyville.
Maybe.
We
should
so
go.
I am, by the way, I know I'm wearing short shorts and this is legendary time, but you're getting it. Oh.
Okay, between me spitting and you showing basically your taint, we just had 20 people cancel. I'm so sorry, y'all. Okay.
Legendary.
Focus.
Sorry. This show's off the rails.
You need to get laid because I talked about spitting on you and now you're completely out of it.
Where's my grinder?
No, you don't. No, you put your phone down.
So anyway, he's basically saying, yeah, for sure. Although I don't think I can stay with you because I don't want to have the temptation of having sex with you every night. Okay.
And she's like,
this is all about what you want, not what she wants.
And she says, I feel like you don't understand me.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is the first time I've ever lived away from home. And it really sucks, too, because they do go, y'all, this apartment they're staying in, I want to know this Airbnb. Because it is adorable.
It's nice.
It's so
cute. It's a nice
cute.
Little hotel.
It's on this gorgeous street. Like, it's so romantic.
It is. And so she's like, she's listening to her mom's words, and she says, you see that right there? Look at those people. They're suspicious. They may kidnap me. He's like, no, it looks fine.
No, it looks fine. See those policemen over there? Oh, wow. And then, do you notice how he's still like, he can't focus on what she's saying? Yep. And he's always like, she'll be talking, and then he'll just say, like, you look good. You look super good.
This is part of my theory about that. He also, when he does that, he always infantilizes her.
Mm-hmm.
And says, you look so cute today.
Yeah, so cute.
And
super cute.
And I think it always feels super performative to me.
Yeah.
Because I think this is going to get dark, you guys. But I think he has probably gone into some kind of counseling for help with either at, like some type of like LDS counseling where he says, I've had sex and I want to control my sexual urges. And they're telling them how to do it. Mm-hmm. Think of the women as being, say things like, you look cute. Can I hug you?
Mm-hmm.
And it all feels a little grooming to me.
Yeah.
And it triggers me. That's why with this episode, I'm like, this guy pushes my buttons.
Maybe he isn't gay so much as it is. It's the sex shame. He has sex shame bad.
And it feels like he's, and the reason why you're saying that is the gay thing overlaps with sex shame.
Exactly.
Because of course it does.
So that's why I said, like, I think that helped tease it out.
Yeah.
Because I really don't think he, but maybe.
But
I don't
there's
know.
This thing, there's a certain thing that they've either people have, or he's decided he can say things like, you look so cute today. Because that's better than saying, you look so hot. And that's him kind of redoing
his feelings.
Or even
like, you're
feelings.
Beautiful. Or, yeah. And they would never say sexy. His head would explode.
Right. But it's interesting how I feel like he's got a limited palette of things he says. Because he's worried that anything might turn her on. And he knows if she's turned on, he's fucked.
Yeah.
Because if he's
just gonna like immediately like be
just
lose
jizz
all
in his pants,
just like
oh god, I'm in a wet spot.
Yep. Bum bum.
I'm still laughing about our Captain Sandy Fingerbang for Law and Order, bump bump.
Oh,
I listened to part of that episode, and I had to stop listening because I couldn't.
No, I haven't dropped that episode yet.
Oh, no. Oh, never mind. I didn't listen to that one.
What? No, I haven't dropped it yet. What'd you listen to?
I was listening to something. Maybe I was just thinking about it.
We talked about it. You probably were watching Law & Order SVU and fell asleep, and then you thought you were listening to it because you fell asleep with your shirt up around your chest.
Maybe.
How many Law & Order sex dreams have you had because you've fallen asleep to that
lots
show?
Lots of them. So we're at the hotel, and I think things are going to start heating up. But before that happens, we're going to take a little break.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Y'all, it's time. Guess who's here? We have a special guest. Y'all, Poodle went to go to the bathroom, and then I heard him go, "Oh, God, no," and then a muffled scream, and suddenly, Olga Poodleskaya is here.
Hello, it is I, Olga.
Hello, Olga. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I was...
Is your part for your wig on the other side now?
No.
I feel like, or is it backwards?
It's because you're on the other side of me.
Okay.
That's why.
Just seems different.
It's because we're on this side, because
This, all right.
You see? It's because you're... It's like mirror image.
Okay.
It's mirror image.
Just seems a little different.
Have a hard time seeing.
Yeah. Okay, how are you?
You know, I'm well. You know, I've been taking a stand-up comedy class in Glendale.
Oh, how's that going?
You know, they tell me I am...
Are you funny?
More people have been crying.
Okay.
I tell stories of Russia.
Oh.
You know, I tell story of growing up and planting and letting cabbage sit outside and rubbing all over her face, and then telling story of how mother had to sell her last bra, and no one think it's funny. Everyone cry. So I think stand-up comedy is different. No one understand Yakov Smirnoff.
Maybe it's experiential for you.
Yeah, maybe. I came up because I had one little thought.
Yeah, what did you...
Said, Cousin Poodle said that I had some thoughts about Alina and Steven.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I'm senior Russian correspondent. So, hair is moving today.
Yeah, it's very, very. So, what do you think of Alina? You know, you mentioned last week.
Yes,
one of your trainees. Who's
Masha. Here's the thing. I watch show, and I see Alina. She's trying to get Steven, first of all. She's trying to get this man to stay with her.
Yeah, because she wants to feel safe.
She wants to feel safe.
Yeah.
First of all, it's Turkey. You're fucked. It's not going to be safe.
Oh, okay.
There are thieves in every corner.
Okay, you've been to Turkey a lot, have you?
Yes, and I've sold many an organ in Turkey. Oh, okay. Okay, if you know what I mean. Spent a week there one night. Okay. I learned that in comedy class.
Okay, yeah.
Why is there no laugh track?
Okay, but we don't
They use that in class.
We don't have it here.
It's very low budget here.
Acme Comedy is higher budget.
I must tell you.
So now... what do you do when you come up with somebody against their religious beliefs?
Well,
what do you think, you know, with Mormons?
You flip hair. You flip hair. Mormons just as easy as everyone.
Really?
You know, no. Here's the thing. Olga could get anyone I want. In fact, I lived for possibly 2 weeks underneath 400-pound oligarch.
Oh, really?
He fell on me and died.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but I still persevered.
Okay.
And he was saying he could never have other woman.
Uh-huh.
He liked men, but, you know, Olga had other ideas. Here's the thing, though. So, when you want a man to stay with you,
mm-hmm.
first of all, who wants to stay? Who doesn't want to stay?
Yeah, okay.
And you flip hair, then you say, "Would you like to have 3-finger vodka?" And then 3-finger go in me.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Let's hear it from the ladies in the back.
Okay. I don't know if that was funny.
It's a stand-up comedy class.
Tell me. I got it. You're trying out jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying.
Yeah, I'm trying out material.
But because he doesn't drink. He's Mormon. What do you do with someone if they don't drink?
Well, that sucks. here's what you do. If you want men to stay with you, there is a simple thing.
Yeah.
You go up, you go around him, you start rubbing shoulder, whisper sweet nothing in ear.
Uh-huh.
Then expose vulva.
Okay.
And rub it on his ear.
Okay.
Like, well, goo.
But
ooh,
but what if there are...
Vulva,
okay,
ear.
Okay, we get
vulva,
the visuals.
Ear.
I'm sorry for it. Okay, but what do you do, though, if they say, I don't...
No, they stop talking.
Oh, okay. But have you ever had a man tell you, we cannot skiddly poop?
What?
This is what Stephen... Skiddly poop. Do you know what skiddly poop means?
I've only ever heard it in Russian.
Okay.
Where it is very, very strange name of movie.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
In the Russian, skiddly poop is the name of movie when, what is it? It's, the movie is something, it's Tom Hanks movie. It's Tom Hanks movie. Come on. It's like best Tom Hanks movie. Best performance of all Tom Hanks movie.
You mean Apollo 13?
No, it's a terrible film. He is...
Forrest Gump?
No, I never heard of that one.
Big?
No. What's his best acclaim?
I would say Bosom Buddy.
Oh, I know. Joe versus Volcano.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that is every Russian Tom Hanks favorite movie.
Okay.
Skiddly Poop is Russian for Joe versus Volcano. Okay. And you know what? She could do like Joe versus Volcano. She could throw herself into volcano. Or in Russia, we throw ourselves into ravine.
Thanks for being here, Olga. We appreciate you.
That's how you get a man.
Olga, that's,
and you know what? If you die, the man writes song about you in Russia. So you live on.
Right,
that's
Olga,
my music.
Thank you, Olga. That's your music.
I'll be here all week.
Okay.
That's not true. I won't, because I'm going to Glendale for Chinese businessman.
Okay. Thank you, Olga. I'm so sorry, everyone.
I got locked in the bathroom.
No, did you?
What was that? What was that?
It was,
You're looking at my hair?
Yeah, your hair's a little crazy. Oh, I'm exhausted already.
The last
show.
Thing I wanted to talk about was Stephen saying, how are we going to control ourselves? And her trying to get him to stay. And she's saying things. She's being reasonable. She's saying things like, I could lock the door.
She said, I could lock.
Which is ridiculous to have to say.
Ridiculous.
This.
But then she also says, isn't this a good challenge and test of your faith to not do this?
He's like, well... I'm just afraid it might affect your baptism. And I don't know. And then he throws it back on her and shames her. I don't know if you're really serious about being baptized.
And she's like, what are you talking about?
This is shameful.
He says.
It's all him.
I'm nervous that I've sinned before and had sex before. And what is she going to say? What if he said, Alina, I need to tell you something. I've had sex before. And she goes, great.
I've had skiddly poop before.
He's so juvenile. By the way,
there's like penetration. There's like.
When she said, I get it.
There's like, no, that's like when you're grinding and like I put my penis in your vagina.
Y'all, it's like she says about Steven, they take a shower the next day and he's leaving. He's like, it's really hot. Let's just jump in the pool. And she says, Steven's always doing these crazy things. It's just, he's so funny and wild and crazy, y'all.
That's going to get old.
This is a
real
red
quick.
Flag.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
I want to say one thing before that night, they are reading scriptures because this is like to
they
teach
are
her.
Dark, sad
yeah,
scriptures.
Yeah. This is like
shameful
this is
scriptures.
And it makes me sad because as two people who are sex positive, like we are, we're all like, as long as it's not making anyone feel bad about themselves, y'all, as long as there's equity in what you're doing sexually and everyone, do it. It can only be okay for you as long as there's communication. He is treating,
as Jesus says,
no one cares
if
you
suck
a dick.
Dick.
Lord, don't mind if you
Jesus
suck a dick.
Jesus don't care if you suck a dick. Suck it in. I'm sorry. I won't sing a song.
Please, no.
I do need to put that on a pillow, though.
So someone sent us a design.
They did?
Yes.
I'm glad you showed me.
I can't monitor.
You
would have
showed me if you said it.
I can't monitor everything that comes to our Instagram.
Can't you just put, y'all, you've got to send it to the Matt Maher. Don't send it to Reality Gaze. I'll never see it.
That's not true.
You won't flag it.
I don't see things that get sent to you.
Yes, you do. I flag them.
Don't see it. So they are, he's like, our desire to be abstinent is the strongest thing. And I think the Lord's going to see that. And then he's like, this is when it's infantilizing. He's like, you want me to tuck you in? And it's like,
she's like, no.
Get out. And she's still upset about this. And the next day, she's got this cute dress on. And he's taking a shower. He's still in a towel.
Okay. I think he's pushing the boundary. He wants to hug her in a towel.
I said the same thing.
And he's like, can I hug you? And I went, no, if
I
you're
said
worried
the same
about,
thing.
You need to dry off and put on clothes and hug her later.
Did you hear what he said? Can you pick out something that's kind of matching for us?
He's testing her.
That's the thing. He is pushing her to see how far she will go to either to take his, quote, strangeness, his religion.
He wants
to push the boundaries.
He wants to push the boundaries, but then he wants to come back and say went too far and he can't do this.
And y'all, when someone keeps pushing the goalposts on you, that means that's control.
That's control, yeah.
This is complete control.
Yes.
Either he wants to control her or he's been brought up in a religious mindset that says you have to, this is the only way to remain chaste before marriage in this way is to control women in this way.
Yep.
But controlling women by saying, I want to control you, but it's for my urges. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
It's so terrible. I think he has some serious fucked up issues.
Yep.
And he really bothers me. He's my least favorite male, and that includes Corey on this season.
Actually,
I agree.
Submit's
a piece of shit, too.
I like him. I think more than Submit, because Submit is at least, I guess he's controlling his own way, but he's just, horrible.
This guy's predatory, y'all. It's a weird vibe.
I don't want to talk about him much more, except for they go to the hostel, and even in the hostel, he's like trying to get her to go in.
And the hostel's creepy.
And he's trying to get, it doesn't look nice, and he's trying to convince her of it, and she really, again, just sits down, and she said, look.
I don't feel comfortable.
This is not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm putting my foot down.
And he was like, well, I'm so sorry that it looks like it really means a lot to you, but he keeps saying, you look so good.
And
you
that's
look
when he
so
said,
good.
He does. And that's when he says, I feel like you aren't committed to the faith.
And that's shaming. And he's like, last night we didn't slit up, but it was really difficult for me. So I think you should think about how difficult it is for me when I have to see your body. And you know that your body really does something to me. And that's something that you should have to think about.
So why did you hug her naked in a towel?
Exactly. I have a litany of problems with this guy.
He is psycho. Like, I really think, like, he could be really, like go off the deep end dangerous.
Yeah.
She needs to get away from him.
So he says, fine. So they're going to go back to the hotel and stay in the hotel if it means that much to you.
Bleh.
You know what it is? This storyline, because Alina feels like such a free-thinking woman.
Yeah.
And she's going to come out of this, strangely, from being gaslit, she's going to come out of this the worst, because he's going to find out that she asked Masha to send him messages.
Yeah.
And he's going to take the moral high ground. And sadly, the audience is probably going to side with him. And that really bothers the fuck out of me.
I hope, more than anybody, I hope they don't get married.
She wants to, though. There's something in him that appeals to her. And I think when you get him away from all of this fucked up religious shame, he's probably an interesting person. But he's sinister.
I don't
like him.
I don't know. Interesting. He's got a lot of work to work out.
That's all I've got. Let's talk about Armando and Kenny.
Oh, it's short but sweet.
They're going to San Felipe to see his family. They're taking their daughter, Cassidy, or his daughter, Kenny's daughter, and Hannah. And the mom, Armando says, my mother has insisted on a small wedding. And that's not going to fly because I want to have the wedding of the century.
I want to go to their wedding. I think it already
happened. Why do you think Armando wants to have the wedding of the century?
Because I think a lot of it is Armando is artistic and he's creative.
Yes.
And so I think he has visions. I mean, he's a dog groomer. But, I think he has like...
But no, the wedding, he wants a huge wedding. Why does he want to have lots of people at
his
wedding?
I also think though, but they talked about this last episode, in his culture... Straight people have huge weddings.
That's what I'm saying.
And so I think
he wants to feel like he's equitable.
Yes, for sure.
And
I think that's normal.
And I think, and that's something his parents don't understand. Because parents just don't understand. I've been sitting on that one.
I think you sit on a lot.
I think I knew that whole rap at one point.
I used to as well.
Yeah. Y'all, white boys loved Will Smith back in the day.
Sean Payne, I remember
laughing.
Yes, we were in Nina's maintainer's hair salon, and he laughed.
Maintainers? Why do they all have terrible names?
He laughed and laughed so hard it made his asthma act up. He had to get his inhaler. Yeah, I remember that. I listened on his Walkman.
So, it's 4 hours from where they are. And I thought to myself, why couldn't you live in the U.S. if where you are?
One of our sissies said that they did talk about that they wanted to be close to his family.
But it's only where they are is only probably like maybe an hour and a half from the U.S. border.
I think so, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I've heard rumors that they've lived in the U.S.
Me too.
So.
Me too. That's when they drove.
If you look at Kenny's Instagram says based in Mexico.
Yeah,
not lived. It says
we don't want to get conspiratorial here, but I'm always like, why do you want to live near Hannah's grandparents if they are 4 hours away?
Yeah,
it feels slippery. I don't know.
Maybe the area they live in is more gay friendly.
That's
do they live
possible.
By like Puerto Vallarta? No, that's farther. No, they're on the Baja Peninsula.
Yeah, they're in Baja.
So yeah, they're
but
really
I'm saying
close.
They're probably maybe an hour and a half from the border.
Maybe I don't know.
I'm just putting it out there.
So
if you guys know any more about this, we would love to know.
Let us know
because we never know exactly where they live.
Yeah,
they don't ever tell us. And because there's never a town name, it's like somewhere in Mexico. Like when you're
except
you
when they go to San Felipe.
When you watch Days of Our Lives and they're like, oh, Billy's gone to Europe.
Yeah, just Europe.
It's never a country. If you ever watch Days of Our Lives, you're like, oh, they're living in Europe.
Are you excited about Marlena getting possessed?
Yes.
Again?
And I'm also, y'all, if you watch Days of Our Lives, you must watch Beyond Salem on Peacock.
What is that?
It is this new weird thing where they're in different places with the worst stock footage of like New Orleans. And
wait, but it's scripted?
It's the show. But it's like a kind of it's like a Peacock version of the show.
Oh.
For only like 2 weeks. But like they're in like New Orleans, they're in like Phoenix, and they're in all these places, and the B-roll from New Orleans is like making king cakes and like brass bands.
and it's
just like it's like fortune teller.
But you can
let's throw in Preservation Hall.
So you can tell they totally filmed it in a studio.
Totally.
Carl, my friend, they're traveling down to New Orleans, Carl.
And it's like Phoenix, there's like a cactus.
Yeah. Just a stray dog
but
walking
I'm
around
here,
in the
I'm
desert.
I'm here for it because it's...
Are the storylines different?
They're racier, but it's like...
Oh.
But it's like Kristen, the original Kristen, Eileen...
Davidson.
Eileen Davidson, thank you for that.
You're
Where
welcome.
Did that come from,
Because you've exalted her name so much.
And Billy are going at it, Lisa Rinna.
Lisa Rinna?
Yes. So there is that
the
camp
OG
factor.
Billy.
Yes. There is that camp factor. So if you love Days of Our Lives, you must watch Beyond Salem.
Does our friend watch that?
Who? Allie? Oh, yeah. We've been talking about it.
Oh, she has. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
So anyway.
Sorry, y'all. Poodle watched Days of Our Lives with his grandma, with Grandma Poodle or Grandma.
Grandmother Poodle. Yeah.
Yes. I think we've said her name before, but.
But yeah, I'm a Days watcher for life. But you can not watch Days for like 6 months and go back into it.
That's true.
So anyway, they're there. They get there and the mom opens up
Armando
the door
sticks
and she's
to
like,
his stomach. And Kenny's having flashbacks from
and
a
she's
year
like,
ago.
Yeah, your dad left for the store. And
but he's back. Ha ha. I mean, y'all literally that's it.
Y'all, dad was sitting inside and decided when he wanted to come out.
But he
I was like, what a prima donna.
I will say, Armando's mom looks gorgeous. I mean, she was pretty before, but now she knows what shows he's on.
Yeah,
she's got her makeup. she got her hair highlight. She looks gorgeous.
She watched herself on the first
season.
That's
what she's the most mad about. She's like, my gay son didn't tell me to put on makeup on the first season of this show.
Fuck him, Armando. You let me go on without makeup. What's the use of giving a gay son?
She looks beautiful.
She does.
She looks beautiful.
So
it's this weird thing because I was like, this is the first time
a little
in the
bullshitty
story,
for me.
This is the first time in the storyline. It felt real when Armando hugged his dad and cried him. But y'all, where's the drama?
Yep.
Like the family, it was actually touching to me, but it feels like their family has totally made it come around and they're.
And then
dad was great with it.
And then Cassidy, to try to steal the spotlight, just bursts into tears.
Because Kenny talks about how it's been hard to be away from them.
Again, you groan.
I know that they're a cry. As Kenny says, we're a bunch of criers. But I feel like her reaction was.
I know.
Y'all, she covered herself in a hoodie and was like.
She was.
I mean, like,
she was racked with sobs.
So it just. It concerned me that there was that much crying. I mean, Jenny didn't even cry that much when she found out Submit was married and his family
y'all,
kidnapped him.
Remember when we found out Submit was married and
Jenny was standing
they
like
they kidnapped him. They took him. They took him. They took him. Submit. They took
and
Submit.
They cut to her and she was standing like this.
like the child that says, "Mommy, I threw up again." If you've never seen that meme.
If you're watching the intimate portrait, for those not watching, I had to get up.
If you've never seen the meme of Jenny and Jenny going, and it's like saying, when your kid comes in and says, "Mommy, I threw up again." God bless the internet. God bless Instagram.
Most of the time.
So
yeah, they're sitting at dinner and she's crying and then they kind of put it together and then. Mom even says in the moment to the camera, she talks about it. She said, she's crying at the table because she said, I felt for her because even though he's 4 hours away, I don't see my son like I used to. And I know how that, so she's crying. Dad's totally fine. He's just hanging out, having amazing food.
And so is the rest of the family.
And just, they're great. And so, and Kenny then brings up.
We're waiting for Armando to tell them about
their bigger
wedding.
And Armando doesn't. He says, I just can't do it.
Oh, we all saw that coming, right?
I agreed with him.
I agree. Let them have that night.
Let them have this night. You haven't seen them in a long time. Last time it was awkward. Let this
y'all,
be.
Y'all, with families, you need to enjoy your time of accord.
And
let everyone enjoy themselves.
Parents have, look, and we've said this before, whether your kid's gay, bi, trans, whatever, parents, they
have their own
coming
out. They have their own process.
They have their own process. And like, yes, push them if they're uncomfortable, but also give them grace.
And I think you did too. Both of us got flack about saying that Kenny was too pushy with Armando.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And both of us, but I still think, we got to give this family their time.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I still, at least from what we're seeing in the edit. Now, maybe they've known much longer and all this shit, but for us, I think it's pretty incredible
Me too. To watch his dad.
That a Mexican father can sit there with his son and his and fiance. And the daughter of his fiance and the granddaughter and be smiling and have a wonderful time and tell his son he loved him. That is outstanding.
And the thing about it is, you guys, we should celebrate every bit of inclusion we have.
Yeah.
And celebrate any bit.
You don't have to take it. That doesn't have to be all you get. Have the wedding, but it's just.
But don't say no. They should have wanted more.
Give them time, because honestly, I bet you they would love to be part of their big wedding. Yep. Eventually, just give them time.
And at the same time,
because soon you'll have your parents asking you, "Are you at top or the bottom?" They just wanted to know, and your dad's saying, "Well, I guess we're never going to have a wedding. I'll never get to walk you down the aisle. I thought since you were gay, I'd finally kind of have a daughter, and I'd get to walk you down the aisle. But now I can't even walk, son, because of my cancer. So I guess you fucked that up." So be careful what you wish for, Armando.
I can't help but thinking that's a little personal.
Maybe.
Just a little.
Maybe.
Can we move on into...
Okay, I
don't
get
to be a Hari Krishna anymore.
I went to the Gentle Barn yesterday. I did an Instagram post about it, but I went for a friend's birthday. They have chickens there, and they sound just like Jenny. They will walk around me and go... It sounds just like Smith. Okay. I got to give it... Jenny finally did it, y'all. Mother Jenny finally parented her son in the saga of 101 ways not to marry Jenny.
Do we think she's going to follow up?
No. No.
Excuse me. I just burped on the air.
So listen, y'all. So yeah, she can't be an ISKCON devotee.
I can't be a devotee.
Thanks too long.
I still say the way she says devotee, devotee or
devotee. Devotee. Time's not on my side.
But she basically says, y'all, she's ragging on Sumit saying
because he doesn't have his passport. A fucking passport.
And
she's
Wait, Sumit, we gotta be on top of this stuff. We gotta be on top of this. How can you leave the country if you don't have a passport, Sumit? And so they go to the passport.
Sumit explains when Sumit is that idiot that just accepts what everybody tells him of authority.
He's a man child.
He is a man child,
as we see with most of these male foreigners who aren't the non-Americans. Well, Corey's kind of a man child too.
But so is Steven. Maybe it's just males.
Yeah, in general.
Raul takes charge.
Ooh.
We're going to see him next week. Although he shaved his head, and I don't like
that. He's got good hair. It was a little alien Sigourney Weaver for me.
Yeah, I wonder when he talks to Corey, Corey tells him, he's like, when I fucked Evelyn, we were together.
I think there's going to be a secret scene there.
Oh.
As usually is when Raul and Corey have a scene.
You can bank on it.
Raul is hot, y'all.
Corey's going to be eating dick again.
Corey's always the bottom.
But not
even with Evelyn.
Even with Evelyn. He's going to have some dicks, too.
Remember, y'all, when the whole community comes together, you can produce... A penis just rises out of the soup.
Someone's going to read that book to their kid, and we ruined it.
We ruined Stone Soup for you. On episode one, we talked about dick soup.
Oh, boy.
Because when everyone works for the soup, everyone gets dick.
You eventually get some cream.
Yeah, everyone gets a cream soup.
Oh, boy. So, okay. So
ain't nothing like a little jizz in your soup.
Nothing like... So, Smith says that basically... when he got divorced, his in-law said they're going to take his passport. And they said, once you're divorced, you can have it back. Shocker. They never gave it back.
They reneged on that.
And Sumit goes, oh, well. And I wrote, he's such a fucking loser.
Yep.
He's a loser. He's like the deaf. Like Corey.
Well, you know why? His parents did everything for him.
Yeah, Corey's not a loser, but Corey's just like
a loser.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But Jenny says that. She's like, oh, Smith's parents did everything for him.
Yep. So finally we're being proactive. We're going to the passport agency. And I wrote down, he's like, I lost my passport. I wrote down, isn't this fraud?
Is it? Well, no, he's saying he lost his brain because he also, you remember, they lived before, they lived in a different, so he moved.
I guess.
But he just tells, y'all, literally, he says, yes, I'm here because I lost my passport. And the guy said, have you moved in the last 6 months? He went, yes.
They're like, okay, we're going to come to we'll you send to you take a new one. One. And then Jenny's like, it's amazing how simple that was. She finally says, he's like, he said, maybe I overthink things. And Jenny says, I think you have a lot of fear.
You have a lot of fear and you're afraid to
y'all,
take care of stuff.
She reads the fuck out of him.
She said, you're afraid. She's like, Slamat. Y'all, this is the point of the movie 101 Ways to Marry Jenny. This is the beginning of the beginning of the fourth act where shit just got real and now the character has to make a
but
change.
But what happens? But does the fifth act just happen with her saying, I guess I'll stay a while? And
we're
then
probably
there's,
just
and then
kidding.
There's like
it's one of those movies where
a deli cut situation
yeah, it's where
too.
Everything happens in the movie and they at the end they go, oh well, fuck it, and they kiss and they're still together.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But she says, if you're serious about marrying me, then you should marry me. And
yeah.
Smith goes, okay. And she goes, that's your response?
You always say okay.
You always say. He's like, I will marry you. Yes, Jenny.
And
that's
she's
for
like,
sure.
If you're
she
not going to marry me, just let me go.
But you say that. You say you're going to marry. Either you don't or you do. Tell me so I can go back to America. And so Jenny says, I've never said anything like this to him before.
And you
I
know
think
what?
It's that new Costco fee. It really it gives me a lot of energy.
The feed.
It's got those sunflower seeds in it that make me poop.
I think that's the show.
She says, I'm not going to wait forever. If Jenny goes back to America and leaves him,
it.
I'll do a happy dance. I will send her a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon.
That's what I said. That's the show, y'all. You can go to realitygayspodcast.com. Hey, if you're watching on the Intimate Portrait, I'm sorry.
both of us have done such egregious things.
Really horrible.
I've moved my pelvis around.
I've showed you how to spit in your husband's mouth.
Yeah, I'm going to have nightmares about
if
that
you're
tonight.
Wondering, just try that out. Don't even ask him. Just,
and just
spit on
his mouth.
We're going to get
see
letters
what
for that. Don't do that, y'all.
Don't spit on your husband's face.
But your husband could spit
unless
on poodles or my face. Gladly.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Y'all go to realitygayspodcast.com for all our websites.
You can tell at the live show he can spit my mouth.
Wow. If you want to go to our shows in New York or Chicago, we still have shows, a meet and greet. We still have tickets for that Friday night show in New York and Chicago. Although I did see the Chicago meet and greet tickets are low.
They're low.
They're getting low.
You guys are wondering, you guys are sending us things like, come to my town. I promise you guys, we are doing more tickets, more cities in the fall.
We just kind of wanted to do a little bit of a test with everything going on in the pandemic.
Because this is brand new for us.
It's brand new for us. It's the first fucking time, as Brene says. So we want to try it out for us, but also we want to make sure that it's as safe as possible.
Yeah.
Which means Florida, we're not coming to you get your
COVID.
What did you say?
COVIDia. The Republic of COVIDia.
You got to get it together and then we'll come
to you. With the county of COVID town.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Also, we have to go to these venues with saying we can say this. We can say we have this many listeners.
Yeah.
And so if I did have one listener saying, when are you coming to Idaho? I'm like, bitch, you're going to be waiting.
Well, Idaho needs COVID. They need to get their shit together.
They do need to get their shit together. And I have been very, very forthright with talking about militias in Idaho.
Okay. The views of Jake Anthony are not the views of Reality Gays Podcast and not of everyone.
True.
So, but we're going to be traveling
around.
We're
very excited.
That's for sure.
We want to come see you wherever you are.
Yes, exactly. So, y'all, go to that Linktree link in the show notes or on our Instagram or our website, and that's where you can get all the information. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you can't wait to skittily poop your husband tonight.
Skittily poop, skittily poop. If you're going to fuck your skittily poop.
Skittily poop, skittily poop.
Ba-ba-ba-boom.
You're going to take it in the skittily poop.
Poop. Ba-ba-doo-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Skittily poop, poop, poop.
boop, boop, boop. Poopa, scoopa, poopa, poopa, key.
Barbecue sauce.
Carlos.